I hadn't seen the TV show because, you know, I there's very little TV that I watch because I spend most of my time watching movies. Although, obviously, I had seen Gosford Park, and there is that strange connection that things start life as Gosford Park, then Downton was kind of conceived as possibly a spin-off, then it became a sort of standalone thing which becomes a series, and then now it comes back to the screen. And the key difference is that, you know, Gosford Park has got this darkness and this, you know, undercurrent of seething stuff, and Downton doesn't. You said it is a movie that does exactly what you expect it to do. The phrase that I use for it is it does exactly what it says on the tin. And from the opening, you know, from the sweeping shots of the mansion to the sort of, you know, the chippy exchanges over cups of tea and drinks to the, you know, the lavish lawns that we see the car driving up, it is exactly. Now, having never seen the series, I knew who everyone was. I knew what everyone's place in it was. It was like relaxing into a familiar armchair that I had never sat in before. So there is something to be said for, you know, the construction of characters that you just know. Yeah, I know who that is. I know who that is. I know where that fits in. So there is a plot nominally, which is that there is a royal visit is going to happen, and this is going to set the cat among the pigeons. You know, the staff are going to have to decide, you know, who is actually going to serve the royals, and there's a rivalry going on there, bringing in, you know, old staff coming in, rivalries with new staff. There's subplots running around everywhere like packs of corgis. There's a subplot about inheritance that's going to cross the class boundary. There is, as you said, in the background of all this, a kind of acknowledgement that there has been some upheaval in the world, which is, I think the line is that somebody says, you know, did the general strike affect you at all?
I think the king says that.
And Maggie Smith says, well, my maid is a communist and she's been a bit uppity or something.
And that's it. That's there you go. The whole, bang with the strike.
That's it. There is also a kind of, there is a subplot that is so throwaway that actually it looks like it's going to be a sort of thriller. So there's a kind of subterfuge thing going on. Is there going to be any resistance to the king? Is this a politically dangerous, you know, or actually dangerous in any way whatsoever? And there is a plot which sort of surfaces halfway through and then literally gets thrown out of the window, because actually what we want to do is get back into the house and get back into all the sort of the conversations and stuff. So I thought there was nothing about it that was in any way surprising, but that's kind of what you're going to get from Downton Abbey. I thought the fact that there were so many points in which characters actually said, do you think we can carry on? Do you think we can carry on doing this? And the answer is, well, yes, because it's, you know, because it's the thing, isn't it? And, you know, I know the world is changing, but this is the heart of the community. So there is a lot of that sort of stuff. There is, as you mentioned in that interview, the kind of the gay subplot, which also does have characters doing that thing, but saying out loud, do you think this will always be the case? Do you think this will ever change in a way that's kind of very, very on the nose, but and also feels very much like sort of episodic TV writing? But it's kind of fun because it's reassuringly familiar, even if you've never seen the programme, which I haven't. Maggie Smith is terrific. And every time Maggie Smith opens her mouth to say something withering, you think, OK, well, that's, you know, that's terrific. There were moments in it when I just found myself thinking, I mean, it is really, you know, there was a joke for ages and ages that they were going to call Four Weddings and a Funeral. The original title for it was Toffs on Heat. And there is a moment in Downton Abbey when you're thinking, this is basically just Toffs on the Run, isn't it? But it is a big television production put on the screen in a grand house that does exactly what you think it's going to do, in exactly the way you think it's going to do it, with nothing that will ruffle the feathers or frighten the horses.
And the track record of TV shows becoming good movies is not great.
No, and as he said in that interview, you know, it could have gone holiday on the buses. They could have sent them off to France.
Or into space.
Into space.
Downton, underwater.